This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour to go, 60 minutes on the clock as we continue the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, Thursday here, Big City, as we are in the Galleria area at Gal Media. Again, shout out and thanks to John Parker taking care of us with some cheesecake. Let me know tomorrow, Barry, what it tasted like.
Why you...
You got into that, man.
I didn't hold back.
No. And then he pulled you, the same thing you did, Nick. I was like, do you try it? And he's like, I ain't kidding you. You're good.
It's good, man.
Yeah. Now, you're snitching. I got snitches.
We already knew you were going to try it.
I got pick me, get me. Mike can't pick a name, Mike. I got him out of here snitching. I got you snitching.
Then he's challenging you.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you got jokes? Bring them. I'm like, nah, bro, you don't want the smoke, really.
Mm-mm. He can absorb a lot, though, so.
Oh.
Hello!
I mean, you're the one, you don't want to take the shots.
I'm not saying anything, all right?
Why not?
I'm not saying a word. I'm not going to
say. That's not like you, by the way.
He's welcoming. Yeah, it isn't. It really isn't.
Especially if you take the high road.
Yeah.
And
twice in one day.
Okay, here's my point.
Okay.
If you take the high road and someone doesn't clap back, then you normally let it lie to some degree.
Yeah.
But if they come back after that, normally it's like a nuclear disaster heading their way.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't clap back at Patrick Creighton for him saying his things last night.
He did tweet us, too, that Lawn Talk was the biggest bunch of crap that he's ever heard of in his entire life.
He's trying to get me mad.
What? No. I've learned some things along the way.
No, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. You know, Raheel really inspired me yesterday, which is words I never thought I would say.
How?
He tweeted something. I got to go find it. But he said,
take your towel?
Boy.
I thought that it would inspire you.
You are so mean. Let's take Todd's call.
Okay.
And then I'll find the tweet from Raheel and read it to you. Because I really thought it was a good
tweet. Dead serious.
I'm dead serious. Okay. It was very inspiring. I was like, you know what? He's right.
Cool.
So let's take Todd's call. It just says thank you.
What's up, Todd?
What's up?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Very good.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I've lived in four major markets, and I'm going to tell you, I've been a Usual Suspects listener since the first day this show hit the air, and this is the best talk sports radio show that I've ever heard.
Todd, wow. Thank you so much, man. You know, we catch a lot of crap. That really means a lot. It really does.
Man alive!
Thank you for the comment.
No, you get it right, and you hit on. You know, I lived in St. Louis. They were all baseball nerds. In L.A., nobody gives a damn about, you know, sports talk radio. And I lived in Pittsburgh, and it was, you know, only Steelers dominated. So you really run the gamut here.
Todd, we appreciate it, man. That's some good feedback.
Yeah, and you know what? Thank you for the kind words, and thanks for being down since day one. We also appreciate that, Todd. Thank you very much.
No doubt.
That's good to hear.
That'll brighten my day. That's the best birthday present I can get right there.
Yeah. No more calls today.
Oh, yeah, right.
No more.
Because the next one coming is going to be probably the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mr. Get Me just called me a fat ass, so.
What?
This is getting...
Now you're in the middle of it?
Yeah. Well, I told him he could absorb a lot, so I guess that was warranted. Because I said, because he could probably absorb a lot.
But that just means he's absorbent. What is that? Spongy.
Yeah, I mean.
What? That doesn't mean anything. Why would he take offense to that?
I don't know.
I can absorb a lot because I have a high tolerance for jokes.
For pain?
That too, sometimes. Just depends on the week. All right, here it is. Are you ready for this profoundness that Rakhizi spit on the interwebs? And I was like, you know what? He's exactly right. He said, and I quote, take pride in finding joy for others.
That's good.
I really thought, you know what?
He wasn't thinking about that in the mailroom, I'll tell you that right now.
Boom.
That was fantastic, Nick.
Shut it down. That was
great.
That was outstanding.
I mean, facts. The same.
Well, he didn't say don't steal. He just said, I take pride in finding joy for others. In other words, help people. Help people feel happy, be happy, make them happy, and take pride in that. And that's, you know, he's got a great point. I said, I try to do this, but I'm not good at it. These are wise words. And you know what he responds with? What?
Wise world words?
Okay.
You would do it to me. I got to get you back.
Wise words. Uh-huh. He said, in bed. No, don't ruin it now. Like, yeah, it's a fortune cookie reveal.
Yeah.
He made it a fortune. And then I thought, son of a, did he get this from a fortune cookie? And he's out here just tweeting fortune cookie stuff. And I'm all like, oh man, Raheel's so deep.
Now, if it was Granado, like, you know he got it from a fortune cookie.
Or a male golfer. Or a female golfer.
Or food.
Yeah, well, that would be the fortune cookie, okay, Joel. Well,
but that's
come on, man. But no, I was hoping. I said, damn it, Raheel, was this really from a fortune cookie? Because I thought you said it. He said, no, I didn't say it. But then I just started thinking about how it applies to people in bed also. Take pride in finding joy for others. It's deep. Until he ruined it. It was deep.
In bed?
See? You guys got to grow up. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. Be more mature.
That's going to last. Yeah, we'll talk really, to you on an FDF like, Friday.
I'm trying to be more, like, I'm trying to get along with people in the Houston comedy scene more. I'm trying to get along with listeners more. I'm trying to get along with y'all. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I'm trying to be...
Why we got
to
be on that list?
I don't know. I just figured...
Damn.
You don't want...
I'm looking at you like, what? Why?
I don't know.
I'm trying. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm trying to be a better person, Joel. What's wrong with that?
I'm all for it. It's a long time coming.
He wasn't going to let that one go.
Set
yourself up for that one.
I'm hoping in this case it stays for a while.
I mean, I just said till Friday. And then I'm like, yeah, all right. This was just really a social experiment just to be nice to people for a week.
Like once you hit 5,000 steps, it's over.
Yeah, no, I mean, come Saturday, yeah, I'm back to me. Whatever me is.
So except on Twitter when you've never left you.
Is that true?
Because you told us that the only things you look at Twitter are things that you're mentioning.
My notifications. You should see my timeline. There's no way I'm just looking at... Okay. All right. No, let's just do an experiment. Right now, I'm clicking on my homepage timeline. I will start just reading you the random tweets that I get. You tell me if you would want to read all this crap. Here you go. Here's a tweet from No Vaseline that says, let me wear you as a hat. Sticks a feather in it. Call me macaroni. That's the first tweet. You want me to waste my time with that? What? It was a retweet from someone I follow. You really want me to
that? Why do you get something like that?
I don't know. I'm following this person, and they retweeted that stupid-ass tweet.
What was that person on?
Let me wear you as a hat. Sticks a feather in it. Call me macaroni.
What does that mean?
So is that the Yankee Doodle?
Yankee Doodle, yes.
Oh.
That's the second part of it.
Well, how's that song go? Yankee Doodle.
Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni.
Oh, my God.
Yankee Doodle. Doo-doo.
No, I got it. Please, okay, don't. It. I don't need you.
Oh, really? Hosting the show tomorrow, Patrick Creighton.
There's
Barry Laminate.
There's a tweet from Bruce Campbell. Do you know who Bruce Campbell is?
No. Sounds familiar.
He is the host of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I don't believe that.
I think. You're so stupid. God, I hate you. He looks like a used car salesman that just... like
now, that's who I could see following.
Got lucky in Hollywood. But it's a tweet from him. Okay, well, now there's a bunch of nude transgender people on here. What? Who do I follow?
There you go, Nick.
What?
Don't call it a hobby.
Okay.
This is a way of life.
Bruce Campbell on Twitter is Groovy Bruce.
Yes. And he has a tweet that got retweeted to me. It says, dear angry, bored, drug-addled, unemployed, all the above person who broke into my truck today, the sunglasses you stole won't match your prescription, and the Canadian $20 isn't going to get you where you need to go. Give me the stuff back, no questions asked, and I'll pay for your treatment. That really sounds like a Pac-Man Joel tweet. Like if you got
me,
your,
yeah,
it kind of does.
If he got his truck broken
and you'll
into
pay for
or
his mental treatment,
where it stops.
You and Bruce Campbell, you and Groovy Bruce are out here tweeting the same things. That sounds exactly like something you would tweet if your car got broken into.
I would tell you this: when he looked for that money for that treatment, I'd say I lied. you ain't getting that. That ain't happening.
But he posted a picture of his truck getting broken into. I'm like, I don't care about this. I just go to the notifications. Did anyone say anything funny or interesting to me that I need to respond to? Like, Mike didn't, so ignored.
Not blocked?
Not blocked, just.
But if he corrects your spelling.
I just scroll past some of the garbage that people send.
Okay.
I've yet to block anybody. I haven't blocked anybody yet.
Yeah, I don't.
Mute is the best.
I take that. I mean, there's been a select few a long time ago.
I take it back. I did block people for the spelling thing, but that's new in 2019.
But that was a spelling thing. Yeah, that was specifically for the.
But you forgave me.
Right. I did unblock you, but I still have Patrick Creighton blocked. And he's so mad about that. But I don't block people just, you know, if they're jerks or whatever. I just mute them. That's the best. Then they can still see my tweets, and then they respond, and I don't see them. And I'm sure it drives them nuts.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Remember, there was one guy. Was it Steve? Some dude named Steve the first
Land
year we were
Steve?
On air?
No, it wasn't Land of Steve. But there was a guy that pissed us all off.
They had a mustache, and he would tweet a bit to me about how horrible I was. But he would tweet to me every day about how horrible I was. And then I was like, why do you listen if you don't like me? He was like, I pictured him being like a drunk that lives with his mom still, because that's what he looked like. Mm-hmm. And then I went so far as to, I just started cursing him out on Twitter. It didn't faze him. He just stuck around, just kept tweeting me. I would call him the C word. Nothing. Just like, I'm still listening.
The C word.
I did.
Jeez.
Like six That's times. Harsh. Like six times. And he was like, you're not running me off. I'm still listening and still tweeting. I was like, all right, this is a waste of my time. Mute.
Bro, that's harsh.
Why? I was told that by, I think, Cody, that at the other station, you could respond on the text line.
You can.
Oh.
Certain
which
stations.
I would like to do.
Oh, I would love to do that.
I would say so many inappropriate things.
I wouldn't mind that, yeah.
And then to be able to say.
I'd be like, hey, this is Granado.
I was going to say, and then to be able to say, wasn't me.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It had to have been AJ that did that.
I'm with you, man. That would be outstanding if we could respond that way. Because there are some first-class ass clowns on the text line that think they can run and hide.
There really are. From Mito, he said, a word on the street, listener party in the works. I can either confirm or deny. Have no clue. Everyone on the Twitch just saw me do that.
Your your favorite game show host, Wink Martindale?
Okay, you ruined it.
I did not! Stop telling me I always ruin everything.
You always ruin everything. You really are my work wife.
Bitch.
You really are.
Go get me some cheesecake.
No, I don't think so. It's right there.
You already 3 years. I see it. You want mine too?
No, I don't want yours.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. All right, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks. There is a lot going on at Twin Peaks. And you know what? If you're going out to watch sports, if you're looking to watch the Astros-Yankees series, if you're watching USA women's soccer, and you want a place to see that game and the Astros and all the other things going on in sports all at the same time if they were playing simultaneously, all you got to do is go to one of the six locations of Twin Peaks in the Houston area, because it's just like their tagline, eats, drinks, scenic views, all made from scratch. Kitchen items on the menu are fantastic, from the appetizers to the main courses, their new smoked meats menu. It's all fantastic. The beer ice cold. The temperature right above the bar says 29 degrees. They ain't lying. The beer on tap is all 29 degrees, ice cold, going to quench your thirst, going to be fantastic. And of course, the scenic views. Let's start with the Twin Peaks girls, because as we mentioned, we're going to be there Monday at the I-10 in Kirkwood location. It's bikini season, and the girls are all going to be in bikinis as they wait on your tables, serve you your food and drinks, and take care of you. I'm telling you, it's just another reason why the scenic views are as good as the eats and the drinks. And then there's all the sports, all the TVs, all the sports, all the different things you want to see. You can request it. They'll find it for you and be able to show it to you, because they have all the subscriptions that you need as well. It's Twin Peaks. They take care of you. If you got to get out of the house to watch sports and other things, head to Twin Peaks, because they're going to take care of every detail to make sure that you are happy. And like their tagline says, they're not lying, they're just trying, and they're trying to make you happy. It's eats, drinks, scenic views, Twin Peaks.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Late hits is early tonight as they fill in for the Blitz, or he fills in for the Blitz. Patrick Creighton takes you 4 to 7 right here on ESPN 97.
It's going to be awkward in the transition.
Y'all got to get through the same doorway? Hey, so you here's the thing. So no Rockets draft picks tonight.
Joseph.
Daryl Morey tweeting out a picture last night as he looked over the top of the Toyota Center from the parking garage, I think, to say all my work is done. People don't realize how much hard work it goes into for every NBA team to analyze all the talent to make sure they get the right guy. You don't have any picks. Now, they could get some picks.
I'm sure he was being facetious.
No, not at all. You can go back. You can look at it. But the thing is, look, and you know what? Even if he doesn't have any picks right now, they got guys they like that they can trade back in to get, especially second-round picks, because the Rockets have done a good job over their history in finding diamonds in the rough in the second round. Coutinho, Mobley, Chandler Parsons, and I'm sure Daryl got one. But at the same time, they're having a draft party tonight to debut their new uniforms for season ticket holders.
Okay.
One of the guy that I've always told you is their unofficial capologist, David Wiener on Twitter, who's a hyper smart guy, huge Rockets fan. He points out that Tad Brown and others have gotten rid of the Rockets R in all of their hashtag run it back and all the marketing slogan hashtags. Is that a sign? Wink, wink. I don't believe they're going to change the logo because that's a different process in the NBA. You have to go through a process that's like almost 2-3 years long to change your logo. So I don't anticipate that happening. That might be just a tease to try and get more play out of this. But I was talking to Jose, who's a diehard Rockets fan here at the station, and he said that Clutch fans or one of them had said that somebody saw some of the uniforms and that they're not going to like blow you away with this new color scheme and it's going to be completely out of. And I'm like, I'm obviously not invited, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to find it early. But I am curious to see what they're going to do with the uniform.
You don't think you're invited?
No.
What?
Yeah, I know it's crazy, right?
I am curious, but you know, like the draft, I don't need it at that second. I'll Google it tonight when I get home or in the morning when I wake up. And just because you made me super curious, I had to go back and look at recent draft picks for Daryl Morey. Clint Capela, 25th.
Not a second round pick, but a good, but a decent.
Chandler Parsons, 38.
That wasn't his pick.
That they have him listed as a Daryl Morey pick.
Okay. You know what? No, I take that back. He should get credit for that. Yep, Chandler, I believe, was his pick.
Carl Landry snuck in at 31.
He took that pick. He didn't. He took credit for that pick, but that was Carroll Dawson will even tell you. Montrezl Harrell. He made those picks. That's a 32. Good one. Good. Glad they kept him.
And Sam. Now, Sergio
Luol. Okay. Yeah, people are still waiting for him to come over, and by the time he's ready, he's going to be 50.
So, I mean, Chandler Parsons. He gets credit for that.
No doubt about Chandler Parsons.
But you don't give him credit for. He was also apparently picked Aaron Brooks, but that was the 26th pick in the draft.
And when you talk to Carroll Dawson, off the record, he'll tell you, I made both picks for him to get him off to a good start. Aaron Brooks and Carl Landry.
Oh, I like this dirt.
Yep. So there you have that. But you know what? Again, much like what the Lakers are trying to do, it's a very inexpensive way to possibly bolster your roster. If you can, if you get a second-round pick, you don't have to keep him on the roster. You're not on the hook for 3 years. And the bottom line is, if you do a good job with your scouting department in finding talent, you can add a good piece that you can have control of for quite a while that can help your team.
Yeah, but it's rare, though, right, that you hit it in the second round in the NBA? I mean, it's very rare.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at it and you look at the track record, not just of Daryl, though. Recently, when you look at guys that were second-round picks that have flourished, it is. It's pretty few and far between.
So you don't put a lot of stock into it, but you just hope that they get a development project that pans out.
And I think in a lot of
ways...
That's
what Clint Capela was.
in a lot of ways, especially since it's down to just two rounds now, the foreign players are the one where you can really capitalize, because a lot of teams are so hyper-focused on the one and dones and the high school kids and all that, that if you get a good international scout or two that can find, that can really scour the best leagues in Europe and otherwise, you can sometimes find a guy. And Clint Capela, look, I remember the night of the draft, and we were doing a party down at Lucky Strike. And everybody's going, what? What? Clint? Who's this Clint?
Who is he? What?
Where? And I was like, look, bottom line is, especially when you're talking about international players, the Rocket scouting department knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
He may not be relevant. And to Clint's credit, he was one of those guys that said, no, hell no. The NBA is my dream. You're not going to bury me overseas, and I'm not going to go away for a couple of years. I'm sticking around. I'm staying in the United States. And he did. And he did his D-League time. And he did all the things that he needed to do. And he panned out to be a pretty damn good player.
Pretty good, all things considered.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Yeah, it's always fun going back and looking at drafts.
By the way, Dave chimed in on the text line. Dave ended it with, love your show. But he started with, the clouds act like a kid for the signal to bounce up to the clouds and then back down so the signal travels a longer distance with a stronger signal, thus better reception. So to your point about why on a cloudy day it's better than on a sunny day,
okay,
Dave offers that up. Now, I'm not sure what he meant by the clouds act like a kid for the signal.
Yeah, well, I don't know what word he was.
I feel like he was like your text yesterday to me. He was speech to texting it and something got mistranslated.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
I don't know what he voice texted or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He speech to texted like you did yesterday on the way home.
Nick, I sent Barry one of the all-time.
I was like, what on earth?
I was driving, I was doing the right thing, and I was trying to send Barry a message, but I voice texted it, and he sent back, what? Oh my God, and I looked at it, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to call him, because that didn't work out so well. So, yeah. All right, we're going to roll on. We still got 30 minutes on the clock, so we've got things we can get to. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest and you want to talk about it before we get out of here at 4, give us a call, text, or tweet. You can hit the HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776 for calls and texts. And, of course, you can hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick, right here, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, not all suspects are external. Uh-oh. I'm going to let you know that right now. AD, our mastermind when it comes to all signal,
yep,
wiring, technical. He just came in.
With broken arms on the
with the
mic
exact
thing.
Answers that I was looking for as to why the signal is stronger when the weather sucks. And it has to do with things like homogeneous air mass. Layered cool, moist air and warm, dry air in the atmosphere.
Boy.
You definitely aggravated him. If he brought four or five pieces of paper in the studio.
Four. Yep.
You
and he also
you
left by
aggravated
saying, here's your
the
homework.
Hell out of AD.
He goes, here's your homework.
He goes, here's your homework. And he walked out.
I'm so glad that he skipped me.
Yeah, because it's always you two that are making him mad. No, Joel with the microphone.
Not me.
And now Joel with the signal.
No. Yep. Sir Bitch-a-Lot when he gets mad about his microphone stand being bent, broken, or otherwise.
That's why everybody hates us.
Wait a minute. Both of you are going to sit here and say that a broken microphone stand is not a reason to alert him issue?
How come you're the only one?
How come you're the only one with the issue? No one else has a problem.
Who uses this? AJ sits here. AJ Granato
uses it just
sits
fine.
Here.
Granato seems to be happy with the microphone.
Did you ever think it's in the delivery?
No,
the
you
way
have,
you present
do your
the
homework.
Problems.
Do your homework.
No, don't put
you
it up on my. I got my homework. Did you ever think it's your delivery
no.
on air?
No, I don't.
That gets him to become Grumplefish when he comes in here?
No, he's never brought me a five pages and said,
was
look,
he angry?
This is why mic stands break. Do your homework. He did bring that to you. Yeah, he was mad.
He was not.
Yeah, he was. It was all red in the face. He was angry.
That's on you. I appreciate it, AD. That's good information.
It's actually, we should. You know what we need to do is.
I hope you're watching on Twitch because you're seeing a hell of a... You're seeing what we are.
We are so childish.
Yeah.
You need to take it and tweet it out. and be like, hey, shut up about the signal. It's not us. It's
maybe
stupid
that's not
clouds.
For public consumption.
If you want to blame someone, blame Jesus.
I never said it was us.
No, don't blame Jesus.
I just wanted the answer as to why on a beautiful sunny day.
Well, AD provided it. Now do your homework and then let us know tomorrow what it is. Don't do the lips. Don't.
He still wants to punch you in your throat right now.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah.
All right. This is a question that I think I know the answer to, but I'm not sure.
Well, then skip it.
It's right up your alley.
Oh, well, then skip it even more. Okay, go ahead.
It's in your opinion, what was the best NBA draft year ever? Immediately, I'm like, MJ and Olajuwon. Same year, right?
Yep.
Is it going to get better than that? But then
good.
I'm like, what was the draft with LeBron? Wait. What was the draft with
LeBron, Carmelo, D. Wade, and the Pistons?
So what year was that? 2003?
It has to be around
05, 03?
No, the draft was before.
No, the one that LeBron, D. Wade,
yeah, it was before
Carmelo.
05 for sure.
And who was the Pistons crapped the bed, and they passed on Carmelo or D. Wade for, they did a story on him that... He'll never outlive it.
03.
Yeah, it was 03. You're talking about...
Pistons.
Darko Milicic.
Darko Milicic. Yep.
Yeah, it was James Milicic, Anthony, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade.
You were number two. Hmm? So you're the number two pick. You lose LeBron. You passed on Melo, D. Wade, and Chris. Even if you took a flyer on Chris Bosh, you passed on all three of those guys for Darko Milicic. Remember what I was talking about in terms of international scouting? Yes. They didn't have any. Because that's ridiculous.
What was the MJ draft? 84?
84 was, yeah. And that was, MJ went with three.
Sam Bowie.
Yep.
Was Dream in that
he
draft?
He was the number one pick.
So Dream.
It was Dream, Bowie, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pulling it up right now.
I'll tell you what, don't YouTube Sam Bowie. Because if you watch that leg break for the third time, it's dangling like a string.
It was Akeem.
With an A.
Yep. Back then Sam Bowie, then Jordan, then Perkins, then Barkley.
Ooh, Barkley went all the way to five?
Yeah, Barkley was five in a trade to Philly from the Clippers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Also in that draft, Otis Thorpe, Kevin Willis, Michael Cage, John Stockton went 16.
Long NBA guys with big careers. Yeah.
Bernard Thompson.
No.
Tom Sewell. I remember Tom Sewell. That's it. Earl Jones, Michael Young. So that was the top 24 picks in the first round.
Good ones. That was top heavy, but you had some good ones.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the Wikipedia page for the 84 draft. There it is. Because they'll have both or all the rounds.
Right.
Yeah. And in round two, Durant. Devin Durant.
Nice try.
not a lot in round two. Okay. So now you know what the top heavy 1984 class was, right? Olajuwon, Jordan, Barkley, Alvin Robertson, Otis Thorpe, Kevin Willis, John Stockton. Those were the big names out of the 84 draft.
It's pretty good.
Do you think that's better than the 96 draft that had...
I was just looking at that.
Allen Iverson, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Stephon Marbury, Ray Allen, Antoine Walker, Kobe Bryant, who went 13th.
Steve Nash.
Boy, they took Eric Dampier ahead of Kobe Bryant.
Ray Allen split rookie of the year that year with Marbury?
Could have been. Was it Iverson?
I don't know that Iverson won rookie of the year.
Others in the draft with Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash, Jermaine O'Neal, Zydrunas Zagalskis. So pretty good. Derek Fisher's in that draft.
Don't sleep. Arkansas Little Rock, right?
Derek Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Arkansas Little Rock.
Yep.
Pretty good draft in 96. Iverson, Sharif Abdul-Rahim, Stephon Marbury, Ray Allen, Antoine Walker, Kobe Bryant, Peja Stojakovic, Steve Nash, Jermaine O'Neal, Ilgauskas, and Derek Fisher. That's solid. All right.
Even Marcus Camby coming out was.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
David West is in that draft. No, that's 2003. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong page. All right. Here we go. 2003. LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade. TJ Ford, that's not.
He was forced out by injury, but he was pretty good for a while.
Yeah. David West, Josh Howard. Yeah, that's nothing. That's it. Mo Williams at the bottom. Kyle Korver was in the draft at the bottom. He went 51. I think I would, if I was ranking them, I would probably go 84, 96, 2003, in that order.
Maybe AI, by the way, I'm just looking that up, but maybe AI did win. What was that year of Ray Allen?
96.
Okay, I got to look that up.
If I was going, I would have to say 84 was the best draft.
Over the LeBron, Carmelo, D-Wade, yes. Bosh draft?
That's 2003. And then over the 96, I would take the 96 draft before the 2003 draft. LeBron, Carmelo, Iverson. Yeah.
For the rookie of the year.
I would take 96 over the 2003 draft.
It was Iverson, you're right, yeah, huh?
I would take 96 over the 2003 draft.
I wouldn't. Not with LeBron, Melo, Wade, no.
You've got Kobe, Iverson, Ray Allen, Steph Marbury, Antoine Walker.
Nash.
Steve Nash.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I would take that. It's close. I still would give it to 84 first. If you're going to tell me that you have a draft with Jordan, Barkley, and Olajuwon all in the same draft, done. And Stockton?
Stockton as the sleeper.
Yeah, as the sleeper, but still, that's a stout draft.
16th.
Yeah. God. So I'll take that first, then give me 96, and then 2003. But they're all stacked.
Yep.
Those are the three big drafts because it includes three of the best players ever. What was KD's draft? Wasn't all that good, was it?
KD was one where Portland passed on him for Greg Oden. So that doesn't help you on the top.
No, that doesn't help you.
Unless you're doing porn.
That was 2007.
Then Greg Oden was a bona fide first round pick.
He was a stud.
Indeed.
Durant, Al Horford, Mike Conley. Who went fourth? Corey Brewer went seventh.
That guy can shoot.
Joakim Noah. Man, that's an awful draft. It definitely ain't Kevin Durant's draft.
No.
Marc Gasol was in that draft, second round, 48th, overseas, like you were saying.
Yep.
See, that's just it. That was the one big name. Oh, Carl Landry.
Oh, a hell of a pick by Daryl. No, you know what? You got them right. You got the top draft.
I think 84, then 96, then 2003.
Yeah.
Am I missing a top? I mean, what was like Wilt or like Magic or Bird's draft?
When, remember, the Bird had the Celtics took him late. The Bird actually wasn't drafted when he was great. The Celtics had his rights because they took him the year before and retained the rights for a year.
Yeah, it's not even that good. Maurice Cheeks was drafted in the second round. Other than that, you got Michael Thompson was first, Phil Ford second, Rick Roby third.
You know what's crazy? Michael Thompson was the first overall draft pick in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more known for being Clay's dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Larry Bird was sixth in that draft, just behind Purvis Short. And then Reggie Theus and Mike Mitchell. So, yeah, definitely not the Bird draft.
I want to say with Bird, though, there was a technicality. Like, they drafted him, and then he still played at Indiana State, but they retained his rights, and then they got him to sign before the next draft or something like that.
Okay. But 79 draft was...
Is that Magic?
That's Magic. First overall, Bill Cartwright. Third, Sidney Moncrief, Jim Paxson.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but that's about it.
Okay.
So it's not going to be any of those. I mean, we could keep going. You could look at Wilt's draft. You could look at Kareem's draft. But I feel like you're 1984.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was never drafted. Lou Alcindor was.
Oh, good point.
Thank you.
1984. I think we've come to the consensus that was probably the best draft in NBA history.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt about it. So, a little fun and games there. Other than that, not a whole lot going on in sports. We got some non-sports stuff we can get to. Did you see this, by the way? And I basically put it out here for you guys just because she ain't bad to look at. See this, like, internet and Instagram model that beat the hell out of her baby daddy?
No.
I saw the headline.
Yeah. She called herself a blonde bombshell with a brain. I'll retweet this for you folks that want to follow her. But evidently, her husband, who's a DJ, shockingly enough, and the father of their young child, ticked her off, and charges were filed because in an early morning rage on a New York street corner, she busted up his face. Her boyfriend, Freddie Figueroa.
Oh, never trust a man.
His DJ name, by the way, Barry, Freddie Figs.
Okay.
Was left with bruising, swelling, bleeding, and substantial pain as a result of a scuffle with the mother of his child. She repeatedly punched her boyfriend in the face on a street corner at 2 a.m.
No.
I guess the babysitter was working overtime. But if you look at her, as Barry's doing right now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, she looks like a Barbie.
Yeah. But she is very She's big on hot. Instagram. And
very big.
She ain't bad.
Oh.
So there's that.
Yeah. What's her name? Give everybody her Instagram name.
On
so they
Instagram,
can go look.
K-I-N-A, Kina Doll, D-O-L-L-X-O. Kina Doll, X-O. K-I-N-A-D-O-L-L-X-O.
Kina Tavarizzi?
Yeah, a lot of surgeries and makeup.
Tavarozzi?
Yeah, the facial surgery and then the top shelf. But
eyes, lips.
She's got a picture. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth row if you're on your web browser.
You know what sometimes
fifth row.
You know you're told to skip the comments?
What?
So the story was on Barstool, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
You know what the first comment says?
What?
With the pictures of her and...
I let her beat me up.
Freddie, what's his name?
What?
Mom looks like a herpes-infested ex-heroin addict.
Wow.
Dad 1,000% takes it up the butt.
What?
That's the first comment on Barstool about the story.
Oh, my God.
And that's a top comment. It wouldn't be up there if it wasn't.
Right, that's the top comment. And the second one is, I hate them both.
You thought we had it bad.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. You warned me never to look at our Facebook
page. I don't
page,
look at no.
But, man, Barstool takes the cake there.
Here's a problem I have with this kind of picture. Now, if you're on her, no.
Oh, but then there's a baby in her hands. Yeah.
Well, thanks for running it. I was setting
Barry,
it
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. My face wasn't directly drawn to the baby. She's standing there naked.
She's got a nudie shot holding a baby. I don't want to see, I don't want to be like, oh, like Joel just did, getting all aroused.
I'm seeing it from
a
distance.
And then, bam, there's a baby right there when you're halfway aroused. No one wants to see that. Ladies, stop taking naked pictures with your babies. It's not cute. It's a trap. It's a trick. We don't like that.
What? Bait and switch.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from a distance, but...
I'm all zooming in on the...
You ain't getting enough steps out of that
I'm
one.
I'm all zooming in on her she-she's, and there's a baby there laying on him. I'm like, oh. First of all, I'm mad that the baby's blocking him. Second of all, I don't need a naked baby in the picture with a naked lady. That's a trap. That should be... I'm going to report this...
I think that's fair.
I'm going to report this picture on Instagram. I'm getting her whole account shut down because of this.
Her
Actually,
account?
I'm not.
Her account?
Her account.
Oh, okay.
He definitely gets his eyebrows done, the dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's what you're worried about?
I'm just saying.
He's got his ass beat by his woman.
He's definitely a Jerry. 100%.
Oh. You think Jerry gets beat up by his woman?
No, I just think he's admitted
that,
that he
saying?
Gets his eyebrows done. No, that's not. I don't know.
No. You don't know.
Somebody texted the show and said, I love that you guys brag about not doing list or rankings on a slow day, and then an hour later, you're doing a list or rankings. Maybe you didn't pay attention, but a listener asked us for that.
Yeah.
We didn't say in our pre-show meeting, hey, guys, let's recap the best NBA drafts of all time. Someone asked our opinion on it, so suck it.
We'll ask your opinion never, so move on with your day. And with that, we'll keep moving on with ours. We've got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to Patrick Creighton, so don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Another friendly reminder, Monday, Usual Suspects and Blitz, I-10 in Kirkwood, location at Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us if you get a chance. You guys are always asking about when the next remote's going to be. Well, guess what? That's when the next remote's going to be, as we will have some fun at Twin Peaks. And next week's kind of a best of week coming up for you, Nick. You're going to have your hands full because I'm out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Barry's out Thursday, Friday. So I don't know what the masterminds have planned, but you got your hands full.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of all this till recently, so I have no idea who's filling in, who's doing what.
We got to find a fill in for Joel on Wednesday for sure. And I don't know. I don't care what you do Thursday and Friday.
I mentioned it to Patrick Creighton.
Oh boy. See, I would, unlike you.
Yeah.
I'm not running from that.
I wouldn't run from that.
You won't do a show with AJ?
That's just a totally different.
How is it different? It's no different. If Patrick Creighton and I got into it like you and AJ got into it.
Not even close.
And if AJ said, you two do a show together, I would do a show with him.
Patrick Creighton, now your boss?
No.
Okay.
What does that mean? You can still shoot your shots? You see how much AJ and I still argue with each other?
You guys have known each other a long time.
Do you realize how many times he's threatened to fire me in a week?
He started that BS before I even got here. Let alone knew him.
Well, I'm just saying you can still do the show. I think it would be good.
I'm glad you do.
So who do you do? You don't have no idea, Nick, who's doing Thursday and Friday?
No, I have no idea. No clue whatsoever.
That's going to be interesting. I wonder if they'll get the money line.
I was thinking money line. Well,
at least one of the days, right?
Yep.
That could be interesting.
I listened to him yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
They got Drunk Granato on.
Oh, nice. That That's always a fun treat. John Parker said, I'm glad you guys enjoy the treats.
John
is
the best.
Just picked up my dog after getting a cancerous tumor removed for the second time, so my boys are happier now. Sucks to hear that, John.
But did the right thing.
Really hate to hear that, but yes, you did the right thing for the kids.
I saw this thing on the Big Lead. Worst fan tattoos and craziest fan tattoos of sports teams.
Nick has a U.S. Women's National Team tramp stamp.
I do not. That
US,
is false.
It just says, it says USWMNT across his
Zero
lower
tattoos
back.
Tattoos.
Across his lower back.
On this body.
He has Akeem the Dream above his...
No.
No? I'll retweet it for you peeps. But like, there's a Tottenham soccer fan that decided to put on the back of his head, Tottenham till I die, with logos. You ain't growing hair to cover that up, for one thing.
Wow.
Like, I understand getting your head, not really, but I mean, there are people that get their bald head tattooed because they shaved it down and then they grow hair and then you can't see it.
And you're okay with that?
I mean, if that's what they choose to do.
Well, what if your hair starts falling out?
Well, there you go. Well, then you might have some words popping through.
I'm kind of out on head tattoos. I'm
A Penguin fan got Phil Kessel, Pittsburgh in uniform, holding the Stanley Cup, literally straddling and riding a hot dog.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not at all.
I'm sure there's meaning to that.
It just says often mocked for being out of shape and overweight as a player. One fan got Pittsburgh Penguin Phil Kessel winning his first ever Stanley Cup while straddling a hot dog in the bun holding the Stanley Cup.
I don't get it.
A soccer fan of Man U got the logo made to look like it was coming through his chest.
You're bearing the lead. There's a half-naked chick on the left. Who's that?
That's from the roundup. We just we'll get to that.
We don't care about. I want to.
Well, but not that we don't care about it. We're not.
You're right.
We already mentioned the Knicks fan that when he thought Zion was going to get drafted by the Knicks, got the Knicks logo to say Zion instead, put it on his ankle, and that ain't happening.
Now, would you get the Green Bay G tattooed on your arm?
I don't do tattoos. Oh, that's really bad, speaking of your boy.
Oh, OJ thigh tattoo for
the
dude?
The entire thigh of a man is OJ Simpson's mugshot. Why?
Yeah, that's pretty weird. So you wouldn't get, like, the G?
Nope.
If you were into tattoos?
If I was a tattoo guy, I'd probably have one.
The G. Well, see, you're lucky.
Have a G.
Because they don't change their logo. Right. The Packers are never going to get rid of the G. That's always going to be their thing.
Oh, Barry.
What?
I thought all those were bad.
Yeah.
And then I'm about to show you one that's awful. A guy that's a huge Chicago Cubs fan, on one side of his head, put a full rendering of Ernie Banks' head and shoulder shot. On the other side of his head, he put Harry Carey's full face.
No.
And on the top of his head, he put the sign that says Wrigley Field, home of the Cubs, World Series champions. I hope he can grow hair.
It looks like he can. That's pretty awful, though.
Good Lord, that's terrible.
Where are y'all on head tattoos in general? Not just bad sports tattoos.
Can't. Don't understand why.
That and throat tattoos.
I'm not. Well. Nope. See, I feel like we're progressing, right? Like, if you recall, 30 years ago in corporate America, if you wore a short sleeve and had a sleeve tattoo on your arm, people would lose their minds. You probably would lose your job.
Yeah.
Nowadays, nobody cares. Like, back when I worked at Halliburton, there was a guy worked in the lab or whatever, and he would wear polos, full sleeve on both arms. No problem.
I admit I'm way more open-minded to tattoos, but on the head, on the face.
So what I'm saying is, so now you start to see the neck tattoos and the face tattoos and the head tattoos. And on the neck, you're like, okay, that's starting to become the norm for me. Like, it doesn't shock me or bother me. And even now, I think because I've seen it so much, face tattoos, like when I was watching Songland, the guy that won had a little tattoo next to his eye. It wasn't a teardrop.
Okay.
It was just something, I'm sure the symbol had a ton of meaning to him.
Yeah.
But that's where he got it. Didn't bother me a bit. I was like, there's nothing wrong with that. I didn't even think twice about it. Where in the past, I'd be like, oh my God, why would you do that to your face? So I think you'll slowly see that progress to where you'll be at work one day.
And the Birdman's walking.
Be a dude with a face tattoo. No big deal.
I believe that will happen eventually.
Yeah,
I'm just not a big fan of it.
With you.
You have a Prince Albert, don't you?
I don't.
You don't know
I
don't. What that is,
I really
do
don't
you?
Have any tattoos.
That's not a tattoo.
One last one of the
That's
worst of all time.
Pierced.
Oh no! I definitely don't have that.
Two Broncos fans. The year Tebow went to the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
We're talking. And the guy agreed if the Broncos won more than five games that year, he'd get a Tebow tattoo. Well. They did, and he did. You didn't have to get it so that it looked like Tim Tebow's head and shoulders on a horse with a sign that says Tebow time, and living with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
That's a mistake. All right, speaking of no mistakes.
Don't do it.
No. We appreciate you listening to the show. And coming up next, the Fred AJ, they're out. Aaron's in. So the solo show of Patrick Creighton is rolling in. Now, his show at night is Late Hits. Is this Early Hits? What are we calling this? Early Blitz? Okay.
It's the Blitz.
Next on ESPN 97.5. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody.